जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the glories of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur as pre-founder of our Hare Krishna movement, delivered on 4th of July 2016 at Boise, Idaho.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हाय कृष्णा
प्रभु वाज गिविंग अ लेक्चर इन लंदन Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance and then appearance day. And Prabhupada said, he is virtually the founder of the Krishna Conscious Movement. Because at the time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was on the planet. The Vaishnava Siddhanta was grossly being misused. Sahajapana had crept in. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda could see these are not the true teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda was searching for an Oriya translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he couldn't find it anywhere. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur started re-establishing the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was serving as a magistrate during the British rule. And during the British rule, this was the highest position an Indian could hold. So the British government made him a magistrate. And when they saw that there were serious discrepancies in the Jagannath Puri temple, serious discrepancies in terms of offerings not being in time, money being manipulated, the British government put him in charge. He was a very staunch devotee of the Lord. At the time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate, there was a bogus yogi who was flirting with people's wives, daughters. Can we turn up the AC a bit?
Yes.
I don't want it to go in my face.
You're trying to
off. Or change the direction.
I'm just trying
to off. Okay. Very pleasant. So this bogus yogi was flirting with people's wives, daughters, sisters, pretending that he was Krishna. So many people were complaining to the British government about this bogus yogi. The British government knew that Thakur Bhaktivinoda was a man of integrity. They gave him this responsibility to tackle this problem. This bogus yogi was living in the forest, deep in the forest, pretending to be incarnation of Mahavishnu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to arrest him. He took with him Mahamdan policeman. But he knew that Hindu policeman would not touch this man, but he was claiming to be Mahavishnu. So when Thakur Bhaktivinoda arrived at that imposter's residence in the forest, that imposter had some yogic cities, he said, "Kedarna Data, I know why you're here. You've come to arrest me. You don't know who I am. You know who I am. I am Mahavishnu. And I'm here to drive the Britishers out of India. And when I drive them out of India, I'm going to make you the viceroy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you go to Mahavishnu, what are you doing in the forest? You should be residing at the Jagannath Puri temple. And when he heard that word, Jagannath Puri, he said, that temple, that statue of Jagannath, is just made of wood. That's not God. I'm God. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard that, he said, get him arrested. So they had him arrested. And they brought him to Jagannath Puri for a trial. At that time, the followers of this imposter, by the thousands, walked in a procession, protesting, our God has been arrested, release him. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda was unbudging. And then there was a trial. And on the day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was supposed to give a judgment. Now you give a judgment by dictating on the dictaphone, etc. But there were no such facilities there at that time. So at the time he was supposed to deliver his judgment, with a long trial, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's whole right side got paralyzed. His hands would not move. His legs would not move. Still he was determined. And finally, he gave his verdict. And as the imposter was being taken out of the room, a lawyer came and cut his cheek up from behind. And then this imposter committed suicide in the prison. And at the time the trial was going on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's whole family fell critically ill. His wife was on a deathbed, all his children were sick, and the whole town was saying, see, this is Thakur Bhaktivinoda's punishment because he has arrested Vishnu. So everyone was saying, please release him. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda was totally uncompromising. He knew this man was bogus. And ultimately he was proven right. Also once, there was a ghost in a tree. And people were going and worshipping the ghost. So a poor man came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was always very compassionate, very generous. No one walked away from him unsatisfied. One man came to him asking for alms. He wanted to get his daughter married. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, for 1 month, sit underneath a tree and read the Srimad Bhagavatam. So for 1 month, the man read the Bhagavatam underneath the tree. After 1 month, the ghost was gone. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote nearly 100 books. All, most of the bhajans we sing, most of the aartis we sing, were composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also re-established Thakur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original birth site. Thakur Bhaktivinoda could not agree that Namadev was a birth site of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of commercial reasons, the local pandas were saying, this is a birth site of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Initially, Bhaktivinoda Thakur requested a transfer to Krishnanagar, but the British government did not give him. And he said, I'll resign. And they gave it to him. And every Sunday, Thakur Bhaktivinoda would take the maps and go to different places in Navadev, Mayapur, you see, which is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, he was looking across the Ganga from his Ajahn Kutir. He saw a light, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in it, and he got clear indication, this is Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. Thakur Bhakti knows Siksha Guru was Jagannath Das Babaji. Thakur Bhakti knows brought like Jagannath Das Babaji. He was 144 years of age at that time. So he brought back Jagannath Das Babaji. And Jagannath Das Babaji could not even walk. He would be carried in a basket by his servant Bihari. Jagannath Das Babaji had a servant called Bihari. He would carry his guru in a basket on his head. And he couldn't even see. His eyelids would close his eyes. So they would have to open the eyes of the hands. He could see. So when Jagannath Das Babaji came, was brought to the site that Bhaktivinoda Thakur identified as the birthplace, he jumped off the basket, fell on the floor, and said, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very encouraged. And he's got this confirmation from the Siksha Guru, and it is he who established the true place, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had prayed and pleased with the Lord send someone who can carry on the movement after him. And in response to this prayer, the Lord sent Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is also identified as the ray of Vishnu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted that one day a Maharathi will appear. Maharathi means a very powerful general. A very powerful general will appear who will take Lord Chaitanya's teachings all over the world. And then Maharathi was out. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda gave us very valuable instruction in his books. So on this day, today is his disappearance day, we should fall at his feet and beg him for mercy and guidance so that we can make spiritual advancement. And Prabhupada always gave credit to Bhaktisiddhanta Ji and Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Today is also the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were brought up together, and Gadadhar Pandit is considered to be an incarnation of Radharani. Just like Radharani would make flowers, garlands for Krishna, Thakur Gadadhar Pandit would make garlands for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if they were worshipping Gopinath deity, and over time, Gadadhar Pandit became old, and he could not stand and garland the deity. So what happened? The deity sat down so that Gadadhar Pandit could easily garland the deity. This is the only sitting deity of Krishna on the planet, Buddha Gopinath, where the deity sat down so that Gadadhar Pandit can garland it. So we should pray to Gadadhar Pandit so that we may get his mercy and so that we can make spiritual advancement. Gadadhar Pandit ki
jai,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki
jai,
Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gopinath ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.